Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. Mike, thank you so much for taking some time out today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Shaylin, once again, thanks for having me today.
Now, some big news going on here in Pella. Of course, we're looking for a new police chief. Chief Marcinkowski has announced his retirement. That's effective September 1st. And so what stage are we in finding a replacement, and how are things going in that area?
Well, Shaylin, as you said, Chief Marcinkowski is retiring on September 1st after nearly 40 years of law enforcement service. And so, first of all, you know, I'd like to thank Chief Marcinkowski for his time and service to the city of Pella and to the law enforcement field as well. I think he's been a wonderful asset to the community. And we have some big shoes to fill there, obviously, now. And looking at the position, with September 1st will be quickly upon us. And Shaylin, I think a good description of where we're at in the process is we're in the beginning stages, and usually once a department head position opens up, we take our time with the process. We take a look at critical duties of the position and take a look and see if there's any adjustments we have to make. Obviously, with this essential service position, we don't have a lot of time to do that. Mm-hmm. So we're still in the beginning stages of looking at that position, looking at the police chief, looking at the needs of the community. And once again, from our perspective, Chief Marcinkowski has been a wonderful asset to the community. It's going to be difficult to replace. So as far as the replacement chief and the process, where we're at, we're in the initial stages right now, and there'll be more details to come as we progress through the month.
All right. And again, just at a very basic level as we begin this process, are we looking largely within the force here in Pella, or are we entertaining resumes from outside the area too?
Well, Shaylin, I think it's a fair description right now, or statement right now, rather, that we're just in the initial stages right now. We're going to have to analyze the current force, which I think is just exceptional. Okay. To be honest with you, I have all the respect in the world for our police departments. I think it's one of the best in the state, to be honest with you, and we'll do that analysis. Obviously, when you deal with a job like the police chief, it's very important for the community, and I still need to seek the input from the mayor and the council on the position as well. So we're just right now in the initial stages of the search process. More details will come, and as soon as we have those details, we'll make sure and we inform you guys and keep the listeners up to date as well on this important position for the city of Pella.
The chief also fill in as assistant city administrator too. Is that something that's going to have to be looked at as in the interim?
Absolutely, Shaylin. You know, if Mike Marcinkowski, he was much more than just a police chief to the city of Pella. And if listeners may not be aware, when I became city administrator nearly 7.5 years ago, at that time, Mike Marcinkowski was also appointed assistant city administrator. And largely, Mike's dealt with the city of Pella's employees, helped it tremendously on the HR side of things. And listeners may not be aware of that. So when you look at Chief Marcinkowski retiring, it's not only a police chief that we're losing, I'm also losing an assistant, and one that's been just a wonderful asset over that. So as a part of this process, we not only got to fill the needs of our police chief position, but we also have to take a look administratively and see those duties that Chief Marcinkowski was filling in and get those assigned to the appropriate personnel as well.
All right, and as you said, at the very beginning stages of this, so we'll be excited to hear how the process moves along in the future.
Yes.
And also, we wanted to talk about the extension project at the West Generation Station. If you could explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, Shaylin, and what we're talking about is the city's diesel generating plant. And what was approved last night was just setting a public hearing date for a stack extension project that we have going on. The public hearing date is going to be on September 6th. And so if listeners are interested in the project, I encourage you to attend the council meeting on that night and let your voices be heard on the project. But what we're going to be doing with the diesel plant, and let me back up, the diesel plant is a significant asset for the city of Pella and is going to factor in vitally for our long-term power supply plants, particularly once we transition over to Missouri River Energy Services. It'll be an important reliability asset for the community. We were recently made aware of some concerns by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, environmental concerns of the potential of the plant to have environmental issues and potential issues with the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, in particular for PM10, which is a fine layer of dust, so to speak, very, very fine layer. And so what this is a preventative measure that we're undertaking the project. And just in layman's terms, what we're going to be doing is raising the stack height from 50 feet right now at the diesel plant up to 65. And that's once again to address concerns by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The reason the project is necessary is to maintain our current operating hours with the Department of Natural Resources. And once again, for the listeners to understand the scope and the magnitude of the project, The diesel plan is very, very important for the city and our long-term power supply needs, particularly once we transition over to Missouri River Energy Services and we're no longer producing generation locally at that time. The diesel plant will be our only generation asset at that time, and it's going to factor in vitally for us, and we feel it's important to maintain our current operating hours with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. In addition, the listeners may not be aware, but under our agreement with Missouri River Energy Services, they will also be making a payment to the city, a rather significant payment to the city, to be able to use capacity out of the plant. In order to qualify for that capacity payment, we need to maintain our current operating hours at the plant. The only way to satisfy the environmental concerns with the Department of Natural Resources, or I should say the most economical way to satisfy those concerns by the Department of Natural Resources, is to simply raise the stacks, and that's the project the council will be entertaining on the 6th. Right now we have an estimate for construction of just shy of $872,000 to raise those stacks, but once again I would also state that under the terms of Missouri River, the capacity payments are in the tune of upwards of anywhere from $300,000 to $900,000 within the next 5 years on an annual basis. So those are significant payments to be able to use the capacity of the plant. And second of all, it's an important asset to the city's long-term power supply plan as it's backup capacity to the city and generation resources to the city in our long-term plan. So in a nutshell, that's what the project's about. But once again, what council simply approves is the public hearing date on the 6th for the project.
Okay. And as you said, this is an important project for the long-term needs and not an inexpensive project, over $800,000. And I know there was some concern among council members about the cost of that project, and our electrical services director, Larry Peters, had some things to say to sort of ease those concerns.
Yeah, it's always a fine line, and I think just in layman's terms, you know, everyone's concerned about the price. Nobody likes the estimate, construction estimate it is now. It is what it is. But from an engineer standpoint, due to the uncertainty of the project, there's a hefty contingency built in. So everyone's hopeful at this point, and it's likely that those construction bids will be significantly under that engineer's estimate. At least that's what the hope is right now, Shaylin. And
all
so.
Right.
I think there's always a fine line when you plan capital projects, planning and making sure you have an adequate contingency, but at the same time not pushing the project to where it's not an economical project for the city as well.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Once again, thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.